Thank you, Basil. Good morning, Milsey. There is a very grim prediction from coronavirus researchers here. They estimate by the end of February, our national death toll could hit 500,000. It's currently more than 225,000. We're seeing a frightening spike in new infections, more than 83,000 a day on our Friday and Saturday. Scott Gottlieb is a former director of the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, under President Trump.
We're at a dangerous tipping point right now. We're entering what's going to be the steep slope of the curve.
In Madison, Wisconsin, Katie Davinsky is a nurse in a hospital where the COVID unit keeps expanding, with NBC asking her,
how much worse do you think this could get?
I think, unfortunately, it could get really, really terrible. It's devastating. It's terrifying to see someone struggling to breathe. You can see the fear in their eyes. You can see how scared they are.
President Trump out on the campaign trail with a line he's been using for days now.
We're rounding the turn. Even without the vaccines, we're rounding the turn. It's going to be over.
Yet that assurance comes amid a fresh outbreak of the novel coronavirus at the White House, with at least five aides or advisors to Vice President Mike Pence testing positive. Pence himself has been testing negative and continues to campaign.
We need four more years of President Donald Trump in the White House.
More than 60 million people have either voted early, in person, or by mail. That means more votes have been cast in this election cycle, with 8 days to go, than all of the early vote in 2016. A voter in an hours-long queue says,
the biggest thing right now is the coronavirus. We need leadership right now to get us out of this. It is worth the wait in line.
This is the crucial day for another big issue in this election, the Supreme Court nomination of conservative Judge Amy Coney Barrett to replace the late liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Republicans determined to get Barrett seated before the election have the votes to do it, and she's sure to be confirmed in the next few hours. Then, Milsey and Basil, there will be an outdoor event celebrating that this evening at the White House.
Good on you, Bob.